Mike, how about your patient with ovarian cancer? What happened?
So this is a woman in her 60s with a primary diagnosis of stage 3C ovarian cancer. And her initial presentation, I would say, was relatively standard. Had some abdominal tenderness and a fairly large mass on CT scan and some ascites. Her C125 was elevated. She did undergo genetic testing. I think it's an important point to make that we're now doing more and more tumor testing because there are more relevant targets for ovarian cancer. She did undergo surgery, was optimally debulked, and received one cycle of IV therapy and then underwent IP therapy, which we still do at UAB. She was then no evidence of disease at the end of her IP therapy and remained as such for 1.5 years. She was then retreated for a recurrence and remained progression-free for a year. So usually, you know, each subsequent progression-free survival is about half. She got a good disease-free interval for about a year, which is a little longer than we thought. Then she was treated with carbo-pegylated liposome with doxorubicin with, again, another CR. This is a typical ovarian cancer patient. We see that even though they're having recurrences, you're still getting good responses. And then she was put on niraparib because it had been approved and fortunately progressed rather rapidly. She fit the criteria for FORWARD-1, which is the mirvetuximab-seravantine trial, and actually had a dramatic response and PR after the first cycle and remained in response for 18 cycles.
And how long a period of time was that?
Those are 3-week cycles, so we're talking almost a full year.
And where was the site of her disease when you started therapy? Was she symptomatic from it?
She wasn't symptomatic, but she had a lot of abdominal disease.
And she tolerated the therapy without a problem?
Yeah, after the first, really, 1 month of MIRV, she's had almost a complete remission. She had no ocular abnormalities, no neuropathy. She really tolerated it well. This is one of the features, I think, of this drug, which is there are a subset of patients who just do it very, very well.
And any estimate based on data and your own experience about what fraction of patients fit into this kind of subset?
My own personal experience, I would say, of all the patients I've treated, somewhere between 20 and 40% of patients fit into that.
Just real quick, Dave, about your patient. She also got mirvetuximab, but she was in the FORWARD-2 trial, so she got it in combination with bevacizumab, so that was a factor there. What happened when she got treated, Dave?
She had a persistent PR, and actually was going for 2 years, and unfortunately, she had to be removed off the trial because she became septic with a C. diff infection. The reason I really brought this in is that a common side effect of MIRV is diarrhea, and unfortunately the reason I think she got so sick is we didn't recognize that she had an infectious etiology to her diarrhea until she presented septic, ultimately had resistant disease and underwent a stool transplant. So she continued on for 2 years. Unfortunately, we removed her. She then, shortly after recovering from her sepsis, progressed fairly rapidly and most recently in the brain. So again, an opportunity here. We wouldn't know what she would have done with single agent, but we do see the increase in the duration of response when we add the Bev.